Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos is going to join us now from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have had a police scandal here in the city of Los Angeles, the likes of which just, first of all, it won't go away. It won't stay off the front page. It is the worst case of corruption in Los Angeles Police Department history, so they say. The Ramparts Division scandal. L.A. has all kinds of police divisions. Van Nuys, Hollywood, Ramparts, Northeast, South Central, Pedro, Hollywood, North Hollywood. I mentioned Hollywood, North Hollywood. The Valley, I mentioned Van Nuys, San Fernando, Simi Valley. This is Los Angeles City now. So there's a lot of area to cover. The Ramparts Division has long been considered to be a part of the LAPD that has to patrol one of the tougher, if not the toughest part of town in terms of criminal activity. I don't know. What constitutes a tough part of town? Just a lot of badasses live there, I guess. That's Ramparts. And the Los Angeles police have been accused of using nefarious, underhanded, a lot of gangs in Ramparts, as there is in South Central but and East L.A., but they have been accused of using some nefarious, some illegal, patently illegal tactics to the point where they're letting criminals out of prison. They're overturning. They are overturning convictions based upon the illegal activity of the Los Angeles police in that part of the city. So all of these arrests of alleged drug dealers, alleged gang members, all of them have been overturned. I think there's something like 40 or 50 convictions have been thrown out. They have released people from prison as the result of this behavior on the part of the LAPD and the Rampart Division. Jay Santos with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And it's as a citizen, you know, Jay, it is a very, very difficult thing. And I don't know that we have Jay on the line just yet. Jay, are you there?
I'm right here, Phil. I was talking to you. You didn't hear me.
Okay, we've got a little malfunction there with the phone. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is a tough, tough thing to have to face down as a citizen. And also you being a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you're a volunteer police force. But you guys do look up to the police, right?
Well, we do look up to the police, Phil. While we are a volunteer police force, we are an auxiliary police force. And so we do look at ourselves and our duty as something that is helpful to the police. We do consider ourselves brothers with police officers. And the LAPD thing, this has really knocked a lot of us for a loop. A lot of us on the front line of law enforcement feel particularly difficult. We're sort of split down the middle about this. And I'll tell you something right now, Phil, if I can say this. I think it's really not about so much law and order. It's about law versus order, Phil.
And now, what do you mean by that, law versus order?
Well, what I mean by it is that there is law, and law is the letter of the law, and then there's order. There's public safety, and I think that we've gotten too muddled down in law, and we haven't been concentrating enough in order. There's public safety, there's keeping criminals off the street, and then there's the letter of the law that a lot of these same criminals use to overturn these convictions, and suddenly the next thing you know, you got a lot of scum walking out on the street. And I will say that...
Well, it sounds to me like you stick up for these Ramparts officers that allegedly broke the law.
I'm not going to say that I stick up for them, but I'm going to tell you something right now. I do understand what they did. And I understand that there is a difference between law and order. It's not law and order. It's law or order. And I think more Americans had better start making a decision as to which it's going to be. Is it going to be law or is it going to be order? LAPD Ramparts officers, I don't condone what they did. I don't condone them breaking the law. But I do appreciate an effort to maintain order in a very difficult part of the city. This Ramparts Division deal has taken a lot of us by surprise. And that's why so many of us here in Citizens Auxiliary Police, working with the new punk program that we have, sending officers out into some of these sections of the city.
Now, I'm going to want you to explain what the punk program is. This was instituted by the Citizens Auxiliary Police last month.
That is correct, Phil.
And tell me a little bit about punk.
Punk, Phil, stands for People United in Neighborhood Cleanup. And what we're talking about is clean up the punks. And we're not talking about punks in any punk rock fashion, because I know my son and some of his friends get into some of the heavy metal and the punk music or whatever you want to call it. We're talking more about these punks. I'm talking about punks, gangbangers, drug dealers. They flood the Ramparts area of the city. They flood South Central, flood East L.A. Punk is People United in Neighborhood Cleanup. We're going to have a punk program. Is a program whereby the citizens' auxiliary police officers flood the Rampart Division with officers in all these gang-related neighborhoods, and we will be conducting punk checkpoints. We're going to be going door to door.
Now, what is a punk? Yeah, the punk checkpoint is much like a sobriety checkpoint, right?
That is correct. So we'll be flagging down automobiles, and really, we're going to be scouring those automobiles for punks, punk, smart mouth punks. Some punk wants to bring it. I can bring it just as quick. And we'll bring the streets down to a standstill if we have to, down a single lane, and stopping automobiles out in the Rampart Division.
And all right, we're talking with, hold on, Jay, we're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is not an official police agency. It is...
Well, Phil, but we are auxiliary. And that means that we do help the police, and we stand by them in their public safety duties. And
all right, but you're not an official police agency.
That is correct.
All right, now, when you conduct these punk checkpoints, you're going to be funneling cars down to a single lane.
Yeah, well, it's a very elementary thing. We'll be putting out traffic cones, flare drops, funneling traffic down a single lane. And we'll just take a peek around, maybe put a spotlight or flashlight inside the car and see who we're dealing with. I see anybody in there that looks like a punk. Some punk that's out to disrupt the community or disrupt the peace of the neighborhood or community. We're going to pull them out of the car and ask them a few questions. We are sick and tired of having our community run by these punks, these punk kids. And the LAPD, Rampart Division officers, went overboard okay, but I think they were trying to clean up the streets the same punks.
And how do you identify what you call the punk?
Oh, they wear wife beater T-shirts. And
what is a wife beater T-shirt?
Those tank top T-shirts. So we call a wife beater. They're dressed in black in the middle of the day. That's lights and sirens for me. I see somebody dressed in black in the middle of the day, that's lights and sirens. Tats, that's a punk. Earrings, that's lights and sirens. L.A. Raider hats. I see these guys with the Question Authority bumper stickers. Yeah, what is that all about? I see some dirty, filthy punk with a Question Authority bumper sticker. Yeah, I'm going to pull that punk kid out of his car. I have a few questions to ask him.
And all right, so you're identifying. Is this some kind of profiling? Because what you're doing, and it may be dangerous, you're identifying.
No, it's not profiling, Phil, away the LAPD. We're not just picking out black guys. We're talking about these guys. A guy wears a wife beater T-shirt. You can have a white guy, black guy doing that. A guy dressed in black in the middle of the day. Tats, earrings, L.A. Raider hat. I don't care if he's 40. If he questions authority. He's got all these Question Authority bumper stickers. He's a punk kid. And these punk checkpoints, where we're going to be able to check out anybody with a skateboard, these BMX bicycles, take a peek around for weapons, drugs. Some dirty, filthy punk walking through a neighborhood, especially these neighborhoods still that have those palm reader deals.
I don't know what you mean.
Have you ever seen a neighborhood that got the palm reader tarot card? A lot of punks live around there. Anywhere the punk lives, we're doing some stuff to try to bring down the hurt. Because while I do not condone the activity of Los Angeles Police Department, Citizens Auxiliary Police does stand by the concept of order and public safety. And to that end, we have to stand with the Los Angeles Police Department and Rampart Division officers, at least in their intent.
Well, their intent may have been to establish order in the Rampart Division there, but they exceeded the bounds of their authority. They broke the law, and I know you're not condoning...
Phil, I'm not condoning breaking the law.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to hear you do that. But we are going to talk to you a little bit more about these punk checkpoints. We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Citizens Auxiliary Police has inaugurated PUNK, which is People United in Neighborhood Cleanup. And they're going to be running punk checkpoints this weekend, meaning they will be stopping cars in the Ramparts area of town, South Central, East L.A., and checking out. By the way, I got to ask you a question, Jay, and I don't want to hit this too hard. You're white, correct?
I'm sorry, Phil?
You're white?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, you're going to be a white man. Members of the Citizens Auxiliary...
Well, Phil, I don't think it matters to people, you know, as long as they're police officers or, you know, care about them.
Yeah, but most of the guys in the Citizens Auxiliary Police are white, correct?
That is correct. So I guess to anticipate your question, do we feel, you know, like we don't belong in Rampart or South Central? No. We do belong there because we're just like everybody else. You, everybody else is, you know, it's an old joke, Phil. Everybody's pink inside, okay? So that's the way we are.
So it's going to be a group of white citizens, auxiliary police officers with their blue armbands down in Rampart, South Central, and East L.A., predominantly Hispanic and black neighborhoods.
That is correct. And I don't know, are you trying to make a big deal out of that?
No, I just wanted to ask.
All right. That's what we're going to be doing, and we'll be doing that throughout the weekend.
All right, Jay Santos with us here, Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer. And they're running punk checkpoints. They're pulling over cars. Anybody who is wearing what he calls a wife beater T-shirt, tats, earrings, L.A. Raider hats, question authority bumper stickers, he has described them as punks, and they're going to pull them over and take a look and see if they are carrying any contraband at all. 1-800-449-8686. What's happening, and the question, the larger question, as I mentioned, is, do you believe in law and order, or do you believe in law or order? And what's happening is you're seeing more and more people choosing a side. And you just heard Jay Santos say, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, they believe in order more than law. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos on the Phil Henry Show, our special guest this evening. He is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They work out of the South Bay in Los Angeles. Actually, Jay, is it the South? I don't know where you guys work out. Is it South Bay or Palos Verdes?
No, but most of our substations in Hawthorne, we originated actually in the Hawthorne, Torrance area, down toward Palos Verdes. We worked our way out toward out into the Inland Empire, but primarily we do work on the South Bay, but we are extending our operation into the Los Angeles area because of this Rampart situation. We just want to show the people that we are serious about assisting the Los Angeles Police Department. And
how do people recognize you? You don't wear a uniform, correct? I mean,
we do wear a distinctive blue armband, which identifies us as Citizens Auxiliary Police Officers.
All right, so anyway, you have a program that is called PUNK, People United in Neighborhood Cleanup. You're going to have PUNK checkpoints. And again, you're not talking about punks as in the rock and roll version of punk.
No, we're talking about punk, you know, just a lousy, greasy punk, as in a juvenile delinquent description. Punk as in a reprobate, a lawbreaker, a scofflaw, a dirty, filthy punk. And those are the guys that cause the problems in Ramparts. Those are the ones who are causing problems in a lot of cities. LAPD was trying to do something about it. Okay, yeah, they stepped over the line. But we feel we should step up the plate at least and make a statement about that.
Okay, here is Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Jay.
Good evening.
Good evening, Jay. I just want to tell you, if I'm ever in your neighborhood and you happen to run me off the road and you try to pull me out of the car, I'm going to have to introduce you to my buddy Smith & Wesson.
Well, we're not running you off the road. We're just doing checkpoints.
Well, checkpoints, whatever. Trying to pull me out of my car. You're not a police officer. You're violating my rights.
I trust you have a license for that weapon.
Yes, I do.
Are you licensed to carry a concealed weapon?
No, I'm not.
Well, where do you keep the weapons, sir?
I keep it laying on my seat. And if somebody happens to pull me over, tries to grab me out of the car with no probable cause, I do not know if they're the law or not.
No,
they're going to get shot.
Well,
so I wish you luck.
Well, first of all, we're not going to be carjacking you, sir. We do have blue armbands that identify us as the Citizens Auxiliary Police. So if you want to take a gun and start shooting at an officer, I guess you want to become a cop killer. That's your business. What we're trying to do is we're trying to keep the streets clean. This is a order situation as opposed to law and order. And we're trying to do some good work. A lot of good officers who are in jail tonight because they were trying to do the good work.
What do you mean a cop killer? I mean, you're a volunteer police officer.
We're an auxiliary arm of the police force. That's right. So what are you trying to say? That I'm not, you know, it's about saving lives, Phil.
And, well, no, but you're not a cop. This is what the guy is saying. You're not a duly authorized cop.
We are a citizens auxiliary police officer. I don't know what either one of you guys are trying to say. Okay.
Whatever. If I see somebody with a blue armband
Right. Try
to pull me over
right.
and don't like the way I look and try to grab me and pull me out of my car, I just, you know, I'd like to say they're going to be taking a long dirt nap.
Well, you know something? That's big talk, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You ever shot a man?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I don't think you have. So I think that,
I drive a cab and I run punks and criminals all the time. I keep my weapon at my side. If I
well, tell
somebody,
you so, one thing to keep a weapon at your side, another thing to pull a trigger and shoot a man, sir. And I'm doing the work that you. I'm trying to keep those punks out of your cab. I'm trying to keep those punks off the street.
Well, you know, you don't go around violating people's rights and pulling them out of the car because you don't like the way they look or act.
Well, you're talking like a punk.
Well, I don't care what you think I'm talking like.
You talk just like a punk kid.
Well, you sound like one of Curtis Lee was a gang of vigilante angels.
We're not vigilantes, sir. Talks cheap, my brother. Talks cheap,
yeah,
okay?
That's right.
I walk the walk. I just talk the talk. I walk the walk.
Well, come and try to pull me out of the car. We'll see what happens.
Come at me.
Okay, well, what do we got here? A fist fight choose off here? I mean.
No, this guy, you know, either you're with us or you're against us, sir. Either you're one of us or you're a punk.
Hey, you know,
well, you're a cab driver. The gentleman's a cab driver?
Yes.
And you keep a weapon on the seat?
Yes, I do.
In plain view. What do you do if a police officer pulls you over? And
well, Phil, what I would do...
Jay, hold on for a minute. I want to know what this gentleman would do if a real police officer were to pull you over for whatever violation, and you've got a weapon on the seat. Do you tell him? How do you let the cop know that he's going to be walking up to a car with a weapon on his seat?
I don't tell him anything. If he asks me why I have it, I say I have it for my protection.
Now, the cop's going to see that gun on your seat. He may not give you an opportunity to say anything. He's probably going to pull his revolver immediately. You're not going to let him know that you have a gun?
I have this weapon legally.
I understand that you have it legally, but if a cop walks up to the car and you haven't said anything and he sees a gun sitting on the seat, don't you think you'd have some serious problems?
I don't think so, because I'm an American citizen. The Second Amendment says I can keep and bear arms.
Well, let me ask you, if you're a cop and you walk up to a car and there's a guy there and you see a gun laying on the seat next to him, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to ask him what that weapon is.
You're going to ask him, or are you going to...
Yeah,
you...
ask him if he has a permit
yeah,
or
see, this
whatever.
Guy's living in fantasy land, Phil. You're living in fantasy land, buddy. That cop would grease you. You'd be greased.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8. Hello. That's okay, Jeff. First night on the board, Jeff. You're doing a good job there, brother. Have one another, Benny? No, you're doing all right. 1-800-449-8686. You know something? The first night I was ever on the air, I had nothing to say. I just, I mean, I don't have anything to say now, but at least I can keep talking, right? First night I was ever on the air, 1973, in Winter Park, Florida, at WBJW. Where you get a BJ at 105, but you used to get a Kiss at 740. So anyway, and I said, I turned on the mic. So I punched the button. I had nothing to say. I didn't know what the hell to say. You know? I should have said something
You're
like...
You're the one who started your phone conversation by saying that you liked them young and fresh.
But I couldn't think of anything. 1-800-449-8686. On the line with us, Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And... Jay, again, welcome to our program. First of all, that cab driver from Atlanta, with all due respect to the gentleman, if you got a gun sitting on the seat of your car, even if you're a cab driver, and a cop pulls you over and walks up on you, and he sees a gun sitting on the seat next to you, Jay, as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you are not, I realize, a frontline officer, but what do you think?
Well, first of all, I don't like the description that I'm not a frontline officer. We are auxiliary police officers, but we've had our ass in the grass, too, you know, if you'll pardon my expression.
Well, what would a cop do if he sees the gun?
If a cop sees the gun, he's going to pull you out of the car. First thing he's going to do, he's going to pull his weapon. He's going to unholster his weapon. He will drop back, do a drag step back, and order you out of the vehicle with your hands showing. So I would say that cab driver, hey, pal, you may, talk the talk. But if a police officer sees a weapon on the seat of your car, you had better get ready to show nothing but hands, and get ready to exit that vehicle in as safe a manner as possible and do everything the officer tells you to do. Because he sees a weapon, all bets are off.
Okay, let's go to another phone call here. Here's Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Yes, ma'am.
The reason why I'm calling in real quickly, I won't monopolize your time on the show, is I had a few questions to the gentleman. I'm sorry, your name is John, I think you said?
Name's Jay Santos, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I misstated your name. My question to you, sir, is you're in Villeray Police Department, correct? You're actually
Citizens Auxiliary Police Department. Yeah, Citizens Auxiliary Police Department.
Okay.
We're out in South Bay.
Okay, so it's a volunteer organization. It's not affiliated with the police department itself, is it?
Technically, no, we're not, but we do ancillary and auxiliary work for the police department.
Let me ask you two questions. Number one, do you have a very good liability insurance? And number two, do you have any kind of criminal profile that you're using when you're apprehending or, I should say, approaching individuals that you determine to either...
Well, are you a police officer?
Let me finish just real quick, and then I'll absolutely turn the floor over to you. Because my concern here is that it seems, even though it's a genuine interest and a genuine effort that you're making, it's somewhat of an amateur approach because you're really invading this person's right of liberty and property, and then you're also invading their right of just free personage on the highway or whatever it is.
Well,
you don't have probable cause. So if you could just tell me
we're talking about
your type of training that
we're talking about a section
you
of
these
city.
Assessments.
We're talking about a section of the city of Los Angeles. You're in Tampa. You know that you got rough parts of Tampa, too.
Yeah, I do. I work for a prosecuting office. Yes, I do.
All right, so you know you got some rough... Now, Rampart Division, L.A., is about one of the baddest-ass parts of town. Now, we're talking about... We're talking about dirty, no-good rock...
What is the cause of stopping people, sir?
Well, what do you think, ma'am? Let me ask you a question.
Sure, go ahead.
What should be my probable cause in stopping a dirty, rotten punk? Some punk.
It's your opinion that they're a dirty, rotten punk, so tell me what your probable cause is. What crime have they committed for you to stop them?
Well, we're not necessarily saying they're cops or that they committed a crime. We're saying that
why are you stopping them? What
we're just taking a peek around. We can detain, just take a peek around.
Take a peek around for what purpose?
Drugs, weapons.
So in other words, it's just mere suspicion without any
well,
type
let me
of
tell you
promotion,
something.
Right?
Out in this part of town, you know, you're talking about Los Angeles, California.
I've been
you
to
know,
California.
They wear wife beater T-shirts. They got the tats, the earrings, L.A. Raider hats. These guys,
Have you ever heard of freedom of expression?
Freedom of expression. These guys are walking around basically saying, I'm a dirty, greasy punk, and I dare any cop
not,
to take me down.
If they're not committing a crime or an injury to another person another civilian or no criminal activity, what is your point in stopping
them? We are protecting the community. Why do you have a problem with that? Why do you have a problem with that?
From their appearance?
Why do you have a problem with us protecting the community?
Because it is your perception, and this is almost reminds me of the witch in the sense that you're selecting a certain group that you find offensive, that you find perhaps it could cause harm, but in fact has not caused harm. Therefore, your tactics are quite questionable.
We're cleaning out the neighborhood, ma'am. And let me ask you, do you believe in the law?
Cleaning out the neighborhood of what, though, sir?
Scum and punks.
What it is they've done or have
dirty
done.
Punks. Dirty, rotten punk kids that are scumming up the neighborhood. They're scum.
They're scum.
Yeah,
why?
But the lady,
long hair?
This woman's asking the question.
Long hair.
Why?
You know what they look like. All these gangbangers going up here to Corcoran, going up here to San Quentin. You see all these gangbangers look the same way. They got the tats, earrings. Dirty, greasy punks.
Do you know what that's called, sir, when you pick out a particular group because there are differences, be it skin color, sexual orientation,
or
otherwise?
Oh, come on. Don't give me your ACLU deal. You're going to give me the ACLU deal?
In America, that's called discrimination, sir.
You got me the ACLU deal. Is that it?
Do you realize the civil liabilities you're setting yourself up for?
Well, madam, I just want to tell you something right now, okay? We don't want no punks messing stuff up.
You still haven't told me what they've done wrong.
Yeah, what have they done wrong? Because there is a thing called criminal profiling that a lot of people are objecting to. Black skin means automatically that there is a criminal, that there may be criminal intent. Brown skin, perhaps.
I'm not talking about skin color.
But you are talking about the way people dress.
Could I interject a
and,
Wait. Do you people believe in keeping the streets free of punks or not?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
What our system in Hillsborough County in Florida, I work for the state attorney in Tampa, Florida. I'll just introduce myself briefly.
I mean, you know.
And our purpose, and any time we ascertain or make an arrest of an individual, we have to have something called probable cause. Reasonable suspicion goes with probable cause. You have to lay a foundation as to a purpose why you're either apprehending, questioning, or otherwise stopping someone for their freedom of movement.
Ma'am, don't you think that being a dirty, greasy punk is enough probable cause?
You haven't defined to me what a dirty, greasy punk is.
A dirty, stinking punk.
That is just a generalization stereotype.
You know, I'm
talking. Which is ratherly ignorantly
what are you talking
founded.
About? I'm talking about someone who's dealing drugs,
give
talking about gangbanger.
Give me a foundation. Give me some proof that you have.
These punks are out here dealing drugs,
who
raping women.
Punks?
You know the kind.
Sir,
they got all that.
Specific. You need to be specific.
Well, I need to be specific. See, while
you
you're sitting there saying
authority.
Be specific.
What's your authority?
While you're sitting there saying be specific,
yes,
these
sir,
punks
I
are
do.
Out there.
About
these punks are out there
courtroom experience,
raping
like
each other. They're out there raping each other, and they're doing
no.
everything. I know a punk when I see it, okay?
And no,
well, you
words,
can't be a police
officer. Walks down the street, has long hair, maybe a headband.
Maybe
there's
you
no
need
chance,
to spend some more time on the street.
There's no chance in the world this person could be a musician. There's no chance in the world this person could be an artist.
A musician?
There's no chance in the
not
world
in
this person could be
not in Ramparts.
Unable to speak.
Not in
the
Rampart Division.
He collects coins on the street to make a living. Your generalization, I'm sorry.
No, ma'am, but I'll tell you something. You talk about these musicians, some of them are greasy punks, too. Some of them ought to be rounded up and thrown in a prison cell. Let me tell you something.
So really what you're saying is you're the next best thing to Hitler's youth
no,
child,
ma'am,
right?
No, ma'am. I'm saying you need to spend more time
but
on the street.
No,
you need more street time.
You need to spend more time analyzing your approach.
You need more street time.
I have spent nearly 20 years in a courtroom in the criminal justice system.
Get out on the streets.
I can tell you.
Get out on the streets.
I have a brother who's a chief of police in Key West.
Oh, well,
I'm
that's a big
familiar.
City there, Key West.
I'm
that's a big city right there.
I'm familiar with law enforcement.
Sure,
matter
Key
fact,
West.
I've spent my life in it.
Got a lot of
not
punks in Key
officer,
West. You got no punks down
in
Key West.
And I can tell you, our criminal justice system is not based on assertions or mere assumptions.
Well, ma'am, I can tell you right now, do you believe in law or do you believe in order? Do you believe in order? Do you believe in public
I
safety and order?
I believe in the laws of our country.
I believe in order and public
set
safety.
Set forth under Thomas Jefferson.
And these musicians are glorified punks. And that Key West deal that you just laid out there, come on, you got to be putting me
sir,
on.
Sir, your intentions may be genuine, but they're somewhat twisted and somewhat pathologically misdirected.
Ma'am, you know what the biggest problem I got in Key West are driving too slow down there, all right? Come on out on the street. Spend some time on the street.
Is that a violation, sir?
Driving too slow,
is that
I guess
unlawful
it is.
Act, sir?
It's a dirty, greasy punk drives too slow in my neighborhood.
Act, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Is it a harmful act to another human being?
Yes, it is. Yes,
in
it is.
In what sense, sir?
Driving too slow?
Driving too slow?
These
it,
dirty
what if
punks.
It's within the speed limit. That's obeying the law, sir.
No, ma'am, I'll tell you this much. You got these 75-year-old punks down in Key West that are going,
you
what, 20 miles?
You haven't told me who these punks are.
They're these,
this is
you know, these
this
old
is
punks. They're old punks that come down from Pompano Beach.
They.
You
who
got it.
They? They, give me an example of somebody,
these
something
lousy,
that
foul-mouthed punk, some foul-mouthed
Jewish. I mean, this is such an anomaly. It's
some foul-mouthed Jewish punk from you know West Palm Beach.
Oh, now you don't like Jewish people? You're
I don't like these
to a Jewish
punks.
Person. How do you feel about that?
How old are you?
That's not your business.
Well, I'm talking about these old punk. You know these old Jewish punks? They're about 70 years old. They
no,
can't drive.
I haven't seen any old. Hypothetical Jewish punk.
You've never seen one of these old punks that drive too slow.
I would love to know what that definition means.
Well, I will tell you what it means, ma'am, because I've seen it. I've been out on the street. They got the blue hair.
Okay.
They got the blue hair.
Let me ask you something.
All right, they're checking the rates at the bank. They go on down.
You don't like Jewish people? Let me see.
No, I didn't say that. I said I don't like the old Jewish.
What is your background?
Old Jewish punks I don't like.
I bet you're white, aren't you?
No, ma'am, I'm Hispanic.
You're Hispanic?
Santos is my last name.
Okay, well, that doesn't necessarily genderize or, you know, otherwise a person's nationality.
You gotta get out on the street, okay?
I
didn't get you. I take you out for a beer.
I've lived in big cities all my life.
I didn't take
your
you out for a beer.
Generalization doesn't hold water.
There are punks in every ethnic group.
Viewers or listeners have to hear this.
Are these Hasidic punks? A lot of the Jewish punks are out there.
Wait a
Jewish
second.
Punks?
Wait. What do you mean by Jewish punk? You talking about old people that drive too slow?
I'm talking about these greasy, slimy punks down in Key West that are blocking traffic.
Gentlemen,
well,
I rest my case.
You know, no,
the only thing he's been able to prove to me is that he has stereotypical mentality towards individuals he can't identify, towards causes that are strictly self-centered, pathologically misdirected, and he is somewhat a hazard to society. And I look forward to the day that I get to see him sued in civil court for violating someone's civil rights, and perhaps his little group can be subsided.
You talk pretty fancy, don't you?
I don't talk fancy. I speak the truth from the heart.
Yeah.
Is there a problem with that, sir?
I got a problem.
Or is it that you just can't debate a good argument? Maybe that's the problem.
No,
here.
I told you what I meant, but you don't understand it. So, you know, I'm just
I'm
about saving lives, ma'am.
You
know,
a lot of things.
I don't want to debate a lot of stuff. I'm just about saving lives, okay?
Saving lives.
Saving lives, people.
People that are evil or something?
Trying to save lives,
about?
People down there, so these greasy punks, dirty,
greasy
rotten,
punks. Here
stinking
we go again.
Punks.
Still no definition.
Stinking
your
punks. You know what I'm talking.
What do you mean by a stinking punk?
Well, what is wrong with both of you people? You don't understand what I'm talking about?
No, I don't understand. What do you mean, dirty, stinking punk? You sound like Kelly.
That?
You sound like Telly Savalas and Kojak. You know that?
This is 360s before we we had the civil rights movement when if you were
I'm talking
black
about
and went
people,
to a photo stand,
no.
you were thrown out because of your color.
But
you
people united for neighborhood cleanup.
You're twisting things to your own
people united
sense of perception.
People United for Neighborhood Cleanup, PUNK. What's wrong with those principles?
It should be NATZI at this point.
NATZI?
Yeah, you know what that spells out? Nazi.
N-A-Z-I is how you spell Nazi, lady. Jesus H.
Oh, well,
you gotta be kidding.
Okay,
I misspelled.
All right, we misspelled now. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. Jay, hold the line here as we talk with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And as the press release states, we are cleaning up the streets of these dirty, filthy punks. You know the kind with their tats, their earrings, and their L.A. Raider hats. End quote. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. Pick up the best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. It's available now at the philhenryshow.com website. $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. The money goes to my friend's place. That's what I'm trying to say. Which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with us. They are running punk checkpoints this weekend in East Los Angeles, the Rampart section of Los Angeles. They are looking for what he calls punks. Punk is a program, People United in Neighborhood Cleanup. We're not talking about punks as in rock and roll. We're talking about dirty, greasy punks here. People have been talking about profiling here, Jay. And
well, Phil, let me just jump in here. This is not profiling. We're not talking about profiling. I mean, a punk, these dirty, rotten punks like these women, if you're talking about men, you got these lousy punk girls that are driving around. They use a bottle of, you know the type, they use like a full can of Aquanet on their hair. They got a heart stenciled on their nails. They got the big, high, clear plastic platform shoes. A lot of eye makeup. Now, we got a double challenge because we got to pat these girls down. If we have to get these guys out of the car, pat them down for drugs or weapons. You got to pat the women down, too. They're going to be screaming sexual harassment. And what I have to do is try to talk to some of these gals. You get them out of the car, I'll tell them, look, this is a bad situation. I know it's just as bad for you as it is for us, but I got to pat you down. We try to relax them, try to make them feel like it's not going to be any big thing. If one of the guys got a beer, we got a hip flask or something, let him take a drink so we can do the pat down. Maybe I'll take a swig, too, because it's been a long night. This is what we're up against. And
so you're taking a swig out of a hip flask, you're giving her a swig, and then you're doing what?
What I'm telling you, Phil, is we have female punks, these dirty, lousy, greasy female punks, as well as the dirty, lousy male punks. So it's just men and women. It's not, we're not profiling anybody, is what I'm trying to say.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Santos.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm sure that your intentions are honorable. But you must understand that what you're doing is illegal, and it's violating people's rights. Now,
I don't see how you say that.
Okay, well, I'm going to explain it to you if you'll give me a moment here. First of all, I have a problem with it smacks of racial profiling. You may not call it that, but considering that the areas that you're doing these deeds are populated mainly by African Americans and Latinos.
Well, we're white. I'm white.
Oh, I understand
I'm a white
that,
man.
Sir.
We're all together. In this deal.
Do you live in this area, sir?
No. Do I live in Rampart?
Yes.
No, sir. That's
okay,
it's very dangerous.
Then
part
why
of
don't you start in your own neighborhood? Because I'm sure that they have punks, because you said that punks are not, that they could be black, white, Latino.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, why don't you start in your neighborhood and get the punks out of your neighborhood and show how it's done?
Well, they got a lot of these greasy punks that, you know, the Rampart cops got into some bad stuff.
No, you're not listening to me, sir. Answer my question. You don't live in Rampart. I'm saying there's punks all over. I'm sure there's black punks, white punks.
You know what
punks.
I'm talking about, don't you? You know what I'm talking about, right?
What are you talking about?
You know,
sir?
I'm talking about these lousy, stinking punks with their bottles of Aquanet hairspray.
No, sir, I don't tend to look at people in those terms. Understand.
Well, no, I don't either, but, I'm saying there's a lot of these kids that caught drugs and gangs and stuff like that.
But what you're doing is illegal, sir. What you're doing is illegal. Let me explain to you.
Just
you want to differentiate between law and order. there is no order without adherence to the law. So we have to hold our peace officers to a higher standard.
Well, sir, I believe that we have sacrificed order for law.
Then you can't look at how much hairspray an individual has or whether they're wearing
Rams. I understand it, sir, but I only said that to you to show that we're not picking out men. I mean, we pat down the women, too.
No, you're not going to pat down. No, sir. No,
yeah, they say that's sexual harassment, but I tell them I got to do it. It's part of my job.
Okay,
so
sir.
Yes.
Do you sincerely want to make communities better?
Well, what are you saying? I can't pat down the
suspect? I'm
saying
absolutely, sir. I'm saying without probable cause or reasonable suspicion, you have no right to be patting down civilians. You have no right at all,
sir. What do you do? But I'm going to ask you something. You sound like a good man, and you probably care about your community. What do you do when you get one of these lousy, stinking punks where they got the hearts painted on their nails with the big, long purple nails?
Well, sir, this is America. They can have hearts painted on their nails. They can have all kind of piercings and tattoos. You people have a right to express themselves. And it's not right for an individual under disguise of colors to take certain people and say, because you got greasy hair or because you have your nails painted, we're going to pat you down.
Oh, they're lousy, stinking punks.
Absolutely, sir. You need to think of another way, because what you're doing is going to cause more harm than good.
And I wanted to jump in with this question. What about the patting down of female suspects?
Phil, I don't want to do it. It's a job. I got to do it.
Well, first of all, sir, most jurisdictions, if a female has to be patted down, I do believe that a female officer is the one that does the patting.
That's true. But because we do not have that many female officers available, sometimes we have to do the patting down. That's why I've said,
I want you patting her down.
Let me just say this. I realize that it's a very delicate situation. We try not to take advantage of it. We try to relax the women. Like I said, I'll give them a can of beer or whatever the heck they want to do.
Well, what are you doing? Are you feeding them beer?
No, Mr. Henry, I'm not feeding them anything. The gentleman wanted to know about patting down females.
Yeah, I wanted to know. What are you doing patting down females?
Because it has to be done, sir.
No, it doesn't. Don't
we
you
try
understand?
To calm these hoochies are out there in the street with their Aquanet. Try to calm them down.
Okay,
so you're feeding them beer and then you're patting them down.
Mr. Santos.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Santos, let me please try to impress upon you that
how long
you
is
have
it taking
good intentions. You have good intentions, but you're misguided. First of all, you have to learn to respect people. The terms
that you use
about greasy punks and the way you refer to people shows that you don't respect them. And the community.
I'm trying
to make a point.
The
community will pick up on that, and they will see your disdain and your disrespect, and you will not be able to get the cooperation of the community.
Well, sir,
that
you know what I'm
important.
Talking about. You know what I'm talking about. They're hanging around the liquor store. You can't walk down the street with your wife or your kids.
I don't have that problem, sir.
Stepping over them, these hoochie mamas.
But you can't arrest
them,
sir.
With their big hair.
You just can't go patting them down, pulling their cars over, and yanking them out the cars. That's not America. Now, if you want
to
do that.
We try to be as slow as we can with the females. We try to do it as delicately as we can. And
how long does it take you to pat down a female?
What is that supposed to be, Mr. Henry?
I want to know. You're giving them beer to relax them while you pat them down.
A general pat down takes about 15, 20 minutes.
You, sir, please.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen. It doesn't take that long to pat anyone down.
No,
I think
we give
you're
them
abusing,
beer until they give us permission to frisk them.
I think you're abusing what little bit of authority you may have.
Wait a second.
You're giving them beer until what?
Until they give us permission to frisk them. Right.